to start the next whirly gig. A half hour later, they were boarding a city bus.
You know, I really like it that Brent is taking the time to hang out with this German guy and learn a few things from him. Brent's obviously working on changing his life and becoming a better person, and sometimes it helps to have role models, people who already are the kind of person you want to become. In addition to the German guy, Brent was also influenced by the cyclist, a guy who had everything he needed to keep himself content. And I noticed that Brent also just focused in on a guy playing the concertina. A concertina is a type of accordion, by the way. It's also good to see Brent developing some interests. Before the crash, all he cared about was being popular and figuring out what the popular kids at school like to do. Now he's doing stuff that he actually wants to do, like sightseeing and reading about the stars. Let's start up again with the third line on page 70, where it says, "The Pacific in the distance."
The Pacific in the distance, the red tile roofs, the palm trees, and countless Mexican restaurants all made Brent feel gloriously distant from Chicago. Mexico was only 20 miles away, according to the German boy. He introduced himself as Emil. They got off the bus at Balboa Park, headed for the San Diego Zoo, and spent the rest of the morning strolling through mesas, rainforests, and aviaries. Emil would be studying biology at his university and provided a constant commentary on bird plumages and migration, European snakes, the evolution of the elephant. Fantasizing he was beholding his own double, Brent watched raptly when Emil made sketches and jotted notes. "I'm sorry if I'm talking too much," he said to Brent. "Both my parents are teachers." "No problem." "They would like me to become one as well. A teacher lives forever through his students. These are my father's favorite words." Brent suddenly thought back to Miss Gill, the mediator in Chicago, and her saying that the effects of an act traveled far beyond one's knowledge. He knew she'd meant harmful acts like his. He saw now that the same could be said of good deeds, such as a teacher's years of inspiring. Everything we did, good, bad, and indifferent,